The Yiddish singer Adrian Cooper passed away last Sunday at a Manhattan hospital after battling cancer. Cooper played a pivotal role in the revival of klezmer music and Yiddish culture, helping to nurture an entire generation of Yiddish musicians along with students of the tradition. Reporter John Kalish has this appreciation.
Adrian Cooper not only performed and recorded Yiddish music, but held key jobs at the Workman's Circle and the YIVO Institute for Jewish Research. Many of her colleagues refer to Cooper as the mother of the Yiddish culture scene. Here's Jeff Warshauer, who first met Cooper at the winter gathering of klezmer musicians known as Klezcamp.
I revered Adrian as a singer, but I also revered her as a writer, as a cultural activist, and she was a virtuoso at all of it.
At Klezcamp, Cooper recorded an oral history in which she explained her approach to Yiddish song.
I have an enormous interest in the psychology behind the song and in language. The stuff of the texts was always what I was about, and not so much performance and not so much vocal pyrotechnics.
Von die Ghettos fiese Wind in die Felder freie anstatt kicken auf die Hand halt a bix an neuem auf die Hüf gab es mein Freund kuscht mich hans in nackt zu mit dem Bix bin ich von Hein fest in Hüf gewachsen.
But Cooper's mezzo-soprano thrilled audiences around the world. It was a voice that prompted Jewish Week music critic George Robinson to rank Cooper among the greatest female performers in world music. Zalman Mlotek, the artistic director of the Folkspina Yiddish Theater Group, collaborated with Cooper for 20 years.
She sang from her heart. She studied opera and classical music, but she could transcend that part of her voice. She could go to the earthy, folky place. And when the folk music demanded that kind of a sound, she gave it.
Adrian Cooper was praised for understanding the power of Yiddish songs and recognizing the need to contextualize them for new audiences who are not native Yiddish speakers. She didn't grow up in a Yiddish-speaking household, but her home was full of Jewish music thanks to her mother and grandparents. In Yiddish song workshops at Klezcamp, which she co-founded, thousands of aspiring performers studied with Cooper. Among the 24 friends and family members who gathered at Roosevelt Hospital on Sunday to mark Cooper's passing was Michael Alpert, a Yiddish singer who performed and taught with Cooper.
Adrian not only was an artist and teacher, she was someone who brought this culture to a broader public in a very important way. I mean, she was instrumental in making this real and tangible and accessible to people.
Cooper was an ardent feminist who sang in Mikvah, an all-woman klezmer band. She also collaborated with the performer Jenny Romaine on the memoirs of Gluckel of Hamelin, about a 17th century Jewish businesswoman. In the oral history, Cooper was asked what advice she had for future generations who want to preserve Yiddish culture.
They have a right to take it, to create something of their own in it. The only way that it's going to persist is in that courage and recklessness, you know, to just throw themselves at it and to own it.
Cooper's daughter, Sarah Gordon, is doing just that. She has a band called Yiddish Princess. A memorial for Adrian Cooper will be held at noon on Sunday at the Anshe Chesed Synagogue on Manhattan's Upper West Side. For WNYC, I'm John Kalish.
zur Ecke.